Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Today we are going to check in with our resident serial entrepreneur, John Warner. John is also founder of InnoVenture. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
About a week ago, I went to the Carolina Code Conference. There was probably 100, 150 people there. You know, I asked around as, you know, what these people did, what was their job, and estimates I got were anywhere from 50% of them to 90% of them were remote workers. So they were looking for working for companies all across the country, maybe even some of them internationally. That's a pretty impressive number, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Yeah. And where was this conference at?
In Greenville at the new Crescent One building out towards Furman. And many of these workers are contract workers or they're solo entrepreneurs. You know, when they go to buy a house, they have a problem. And that problem is, how do they document that they have the income to qualify for a mortgage? Employees bring a W-2 with them, and you could probably bring the last several years, and you know, it's pretty clear, you know, that you have a stable income and here's what it is. And you know, a mortgage lender can make a decision on whether you qualify, but that's not nearly as easy for contract workers and solo entrepreneurs because their income is buried, you know, in a Schedule C on a tax return or, you know, another IRS form. And a company down in Charleston, Baleen Solutions, has come up with a really compelling solution to this problem. Fannie Mae has an income calculator, you know, that you can input information from a contract worker's tax return, and, you know, it will determine the qualifying income from a self-employment or from business operations. But you got to get it from somebody's tax return into this Fannie Mae calculator. And one of the co-founders of Baleen was Rick Campo, and he previously been the branch manager at Prime Lending and National City Mortgage Company, and he probably ran into this problem, didn't he?
Well, he probably did, and this sort of reminds me of, you know, pre-financial crisis days in 08, where so many entrepreneurs and small business owners were able to get mortgages based on what was referred to as stated income, you know, because tax returns were so convoluted for self-employed people.
Right. And so here, really the solution here is first automating the data transcription. So this is an AI-powered solution, and it takes the image of a tax return, probably a PDF, and transcribes the data so that a digital system can use it. It exports the data to a file that can then be imported into the Fannie Mae income calculator. And the value proposition for the mortgage lender is that it, you know, accelerates their sales pipeline because it doesn't take nearly as long to do this as it would be to pull all this information out manually. So that increases their productivity and their profitability. And it also gives them confidence. You know, it improves the quality because this is being done automatically. And this, to me, is just one of these kind of silly, simple ideas. I mean, once you see it, it seems kind of obvious. Why didn't I think of that? But you know, Rick had been in this industry. I'm sure he had clients he was working with, and they bring him tax returns, and he's got to manually, you know, try to go through them and figure out what information he needs and put it in this Fannie Mae calculator. And so this application that he's helped develop, you know, does that automatically and quickly so that it's much simpler and easier to do. And Baleen's now announced that, you know, they're working collaboratively with Fannie Mae, you know, to promote this to mortgage lenders across the country. And so that's a really exciting thing that, you know, they've come up with this, you know, solution that now can be used, you know, by any mortgage lender across the United States. And so it's good to see, you know, a really compelling application like this come out of Charleston.
Yeah. And of course, it's piqued our curiosity. Now we're, of course, going to call them and see if we can get them on the radio and learn more about all of this. So thanks for that tip, John, and your time today.
Well, thank you, Mike.
John Warner is a serial entrepreneur and founder of InnoVenture. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina, Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, and you can find us wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.